Along with Pastor Mike's welcome this morning, I want to welcome everyone to worship as we continue in our summer sermon series, Points of Interest. And a point of interest in our summer series is a point in our relationship, our walk with God and to God. And of course, this morning we are focusing on prayer. And prayer is one of the most critical pieces in terms of our relationship with God, because most simply put, prayer is a conversation with God. Prayer is the communication part in having a relationship with the Lord. Prayer is time speaking to God and listening to God. And these conversations with God in prayer are some of the most amazing, frustrating, awe-inspiring, maddening, fervent, and intimate conversations we will ever have in our life. Taking the time to pray and knowing how to pray and feeling awkward or defeated in prayer, these things can be stumbling blocks for us sometimes in our conversations with God and even in our faith. But no matter where you find yourself today within that spectrum of prayer, whether it's easy, you're a lifelong person of faith and you've been praying every day of your life, or you find prayer incredibly difficult, wherever you fall in that spectrum, prayer is an important part of your relationship with God. As the great reformer of the church, Martin Luther, said, to be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than being alive without breathing. So like in all good relationships, communication, good communication, it's key. And to have a relationship with Jesus Christ means being in conversation with him. So today we're going to dig into scripture a bit to help us understand what it is to have a conversation with God. Now there's a lot that scripture says about prayer, a lot. And so because there's a lot there, and I only have 15 to 20 minutes to talk to you about prayer before they either shut off my mic or take it away, we're going to stick with just the basics of prayer, the basics of prayer, the why, and the hows of prayer. You know, as the pastor that oversees student ministry here at Hope, that's middle school and high school students, I get to have a lot of conversation with young people about faith and especially about prayer. And so one of the questions that I like to ask young people is I ask them, why do you pray? Why do you pray? I ask them how they pray. I ask them when they pray. And you know, when I ask these questions, their answers are wide and varying, and the conversation gets really interesting. That specifically, when I ask them why they pray, here are some of the most common responses I get and I hear back. They say, because it's what I was taught to do. It's because we pray before every meal. It's just something that my family does. I pray because it makes me feel good. I pray because I know that God is listening. I pray because I need help. I love hearing why students pray. But as I ask them this question, their face, it always kind of contorts a little bit. They're like, what do you mean, why do I pray? It's as if nobody's ever asked them that question before. And they have to think about their answer. So I want you to think about that question. Why do you pray? Has anybody asked you that question? If not, ask that of yourself this morning. Why do I pray? Why do I pray? Well, the Bible tells us over and over that prayer is where we go to meet God, to meet him over and over again, where we develop our relationship with him. And this is the why of prayer. This is why, as we Christians, pray. We pray so that we can meet God in a special way. You know, Jesus was constantly in prayer. Throughout his ministry, he was constantly in communication with God the Father. He prayed before he chose his disciples. He prayed during his baptism. He prayed privately. He prayed publicly. He prayed during and after his miracle healings. Jesus prayed on the way to the cross. He even prayed when he was on the cross. And he even prayed after he was raised from the dead and the tomb was empty. He prayed to God. Jesus Christ, in any and every circumstance, prayed to God and stayed in relationship with God. We too need to pray like Jesus in any and every circumstance, because when we do, our relationship with God, it grows. Our hearts, our minds, our wills become molded by our relationship and our conversations with God. And God meets us in new and profound ways in prayer. So now that we know the why of praying, this is why we pray, we might start to move into the mechanics of prayer. How do I pray? When do I pray? What do I say? Well, our first lesson from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Philippians gets to the heart of this matter. And of course, at the end of his letter to the church in Philippi, Paul's just trying to help them keep on keeping on, doing those things in their life and in faith that will keep them strong in their relationship with the Lord. And so he writes these words again: "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." In every situation, by prayer and petition, present your requests to God. Paul's telling us, go ahead, ask, seek, rejoice, weep even. In every circumstance, pray. Leave nothing out. Be vulnerable. When you do this, when you meet God in prayer in this way, God will bless you. God will give you peace. God will hear you, and God will guard your heart and mind in Christ. In other words, where our deepest need is, God will meet it. Where our deepest joy is, God will see it and rejoice with us. Where our worries and sins lie, God will take them and put them on the cross onto Christ, and in return give us forgiveness and peace. It doesn't matter when you pray. It doesn't matter what position you take in prayer, whether it's hands folded like this or palms up. It doesn't matter. You can pray alone. You can pray with others. You can pray the prayers printed in your devotional book. You can pray the Psalms like Jesus did, or you can simply pray spontaneously. It doesn't matter. If you're a person who needs structure, you thrive on that. Set aside a specific time when you're going to pray. If you're a person who needs to gather their thoughts before prayer and have a moment of focus, light a candle. Focus on the candle to gather your thoughts and to focus your energy on your conversation with God. When I was a young person, I'll be honest, I was all over the map with prayer. Totally all over the map. I wasn't very consistent, and I wasn't very comfortable in any practice of prayer that happened outside a church service. In fact, if the prayer wasn't printed in the bulletin, I probably wasn't going to pray it out loud. So this is how I understood what prayer was. Praying in church was how I was taught to pray. And I especially didn't understand how God could possibly bring peace into prayer and through prayer. And because when I did try to talk to God one-on-one outside of church, I did feel like I was talking to myself. That's how I felt. But the change came when my parents decided to divorce and life was being turned upside down in my house. My aunt and my godmother, incredible roles you guys play, my aunt and my godmother, she sent me a prayer. It was a prayer that came on a little wall hanging about this big. It's purple and blue. And it was a prayer called the Serenity Prayer. And it says this: God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Now, some days, I would simply read the prayer on the wall and walk away, or just go about my day, or maybe even fall asleep hung above my bed. And, you know, some days when I read that prayer, I would stop and think about it. Eventually, I found myself not only saying the words, but then imagining I was talking to God. Over time, that prayer sunk into my heart. And over time, I would pause after each line, and when I'd say, God, grant me the serenity, I'd imagine a conversation with God, and I'd say, what is serenity, God? What is that? How are you going to give that to me? And then I'd imagine to accept the things I cannot change. Okay, God, what are those things that I can't change? My parents getting divorced. Okay, but then, God, what does it mean to have courage to change the things that I can? What are those things that I can change? Like my attitude, what things can I change? And as I continued to imagine these conversations with God, at some point, God miraculously, and I can't pinpoint the day and the time, but somehow God miraculously turned these imagined conversations into real conversations. Real conversations where I was talking to God and God was listening. And then God was talking to me and I was listening. Prayer is where God meets us in a special way. He meets us in prayer so we can experience the spectrum of life, so we can rejoice in him and worship him. He meets us so that when we're in prayer, we can acknowledge and confess our sin and then receive forgiveness from him. God meets us in prayer so that all of our burdens, all of our needs, we can leave at his feet. We can ask for what we need. And while God, I hear people say, you know, God's everywhere. He knows everything, so why do I need to pray? The truth is, yes, God is everywhere, and he can meet us anywhere, but God promises to meet us in a special way by his Holy Spirit in prayer. One of the hardest parts about prayer is knowing if God hears you and knowing if what you're saying is really what you mean and really what you need. Is my prayer good enough for God's ears? Well, Paul wrote a letter to the church in Rome. And in this letter to the church in Rome, he encouraged them to keep on keeping on once again. But because they were suffering, he wanted to encourage them in their prayer life, to be persistent. And so he writes these words in Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 28. He says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people, in accordance with the will of God. If you've ever felt stuck in prayer, if you feel as if God isn't listening or you're simply out of words, be encouraged and know this, that you can continue to go to God in prayer. Continue to go to God in prayer. Because as you search for God in prayer, God is already searching your heart. And as you're trying to find the words to say what you need to say, his Holy Spirit is already at work forming the words for you. And even when you feel like you can't say the words, they hurt too much, God's Spirit sees it all, and no words are necessary. The last thought I want to leave you with about prayer is, and I know I'm plagiarizing Nike here, it's a great company, great ad campaign, but I'm going to plagiarize here. The last thing you need to know about prayer is to simply just do it. Just pray. Just pray. Over and over, Jesus tells his disciples and us to take everything to God in prayer. And so when the disciples asked him how to pray, he gave them the Lord's Prayer. When they asked him when to pray, he said, anytime, when you're with others or when you're by yourself. And then when that wasn't enough, he's like, come on, guys, just do it. And he gives these amazing parables. One of my favorite ones comes from the Gospel of Luke. We heard it earlier today. The one we heard is about that persistent widow. This widow who goes to an unjust judge every single day to get her justice. She goes banging on his door, and he grants it to her. Why? Because he just wants her to stop bugging him. And so what does Jesus say? Jesus points out, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Yes. Yes, God will. God will answer your prayers. Be persistent. Don't give up. Nag if you have to. It's okay. Go to God continually in any and every circumstance. God will hear and answer your prayers. 2 weeks ago, I was visiting with a young woman from our congregation before she headed off to college, NDSU, go Bison, excellent win yesterday, right? This young woman, she's had many struggles in life. She's seen and had to deal with a lot in her young years. But as I think about this young woman, there's some words that come to mind. One is smart, another one's resilient, but above all of them, is faithful. This young woman is faithful. And so we were talking about her relationship with God, about her conversations with God and how that was going. And as she was talking, I realized, God, she's got some real maturity that when I was her age, I had no maturity like that in prayer, in my conversations with God. So I asked her, I said, you know, I'm preaching on prayer in a couple weeks. What do you think people should know about prayer? What do you think people should know about prayer? She stopped. She looked down, she thought about it for a minute. And when she looked up at me, she had tears in her eyes, on the verge of spilling over, and she said, God answers prayers. He really does. So I asked her to explain what she meant by that. She went on to tell me that she had two people in her life that the last time that they had met, they left on bad terms. There had been a falling out. And while she had prayed for these relationships in the past, she had stopped. But then one night the previous week from when we met, she found herself praying for these relationships again, praying for these two people, praying for herself. And the very next day, God provided an opportunity for her to run into those people separately. But she ran into them. And then God gave her the strength to have those hard conversations that needed to be had. And this young woman told me that at the end of those conversations, that those relationships are now in a better place. And even if the relationships aren't perfect yet, God has given her a sense of peace. So no matter where you're at today in prayer, whether you would consider yourself a novice or a pro, whether you feel comfortable in prayer or you feel stuck, whether you feel like you're alone in prayer or God's Spirit is with you, remember this, just do it. Just pray. Just talk to God. Prayer is our direct line to God. Prayer is where we meet God in a special way, and prayer is where we have the most important and critical conversations in this life, conversations that impact our soul and our eternity with God. Prayer is where we lay our souls bare before God, and God sees it all, and he meets our deepest needs. In prayer, God not only takes our needs, but he also takes our hearts, our minds, and our will, and he forms them to reflect more fully his heart and his will for us and for the world. So as we continue to press into our relationship with Jesus through prayer, let me pray for us all now, for our prayer lives. Let us pray. Lord, today I pray that you would help us all in our conversations with you. Help us to experience the richness and fullness of your blessing and presence in prayer. God, there are so many things we need to talk to you about. God, we need to rejoice in you for the blessings we experience each day. We need to pray to you to hand over, to release to you our burdens. God, we need to talk to you, to confess to you our sins, and then to know that we are forgiven. So God, whether we are lifetime persons of prayer or persons who just now are desiring and engaging in a prayer life with you, God, I pray that you would draw us all closer to you in our prayers. And Lord, now I pray for each and every one of our individual prayer lives. Help us, Lord, to not pray for easy lives, but help us to pray to be strong men and women for you. Help us not to pray for tasks equal to your powers, but pray powers equal to your tasks. God, then the doing of our work in this world shall be no miracle, but we shall be a miracle because of your Holy Spirit's work through us. And every day, we will wonder at the richness of life which has come to us by your grace. Amen.